just off the downtown square in Bentonville. Mack trucks drive up and down the road while a large yellow excavator removes chunks of concrete from the construction site where the new 21C Museum Hotel will soon be located. Just north of the construction site, mixing in with the sounds of heavy machinery, is the sound of Frederick Henry's French accent as he greets his customers.
If anybody's ready, I can take an order.
See you guys.
See you, Audra. Thank you.
Frederick and his wife, Paula Jo Chitty Henry, are the owners of Crepes Paulette, a food cart parked on a concrete slab along Northeast A Street. Paula explained she is not a chef by any stretch. She simply learned how to make crepes.
Anybody could do this. You know, one of the jokes between Fred and I is that the reason I make the crepes is because I happened to be standing in front of the griddle when the first order came in. I mean, because he was making them for a couple of years when we were fishing around for an idea or place to do this. And then for some reason, when it became this, I ended up making the crepes. And he hasn't made one since. So,
that's really
but he's much better out front because he's so charming and has that nice French accent.
Paula is originally from the Northwest Arkansas region, but she met her husband in New York City. For a while, the couple lived in France, where their two little boys were born. When they moved back to the area, Paula says they thought there would be a lot of opportunities available for her husband, who worked in sales. When that wasn't the case, she says they needed to try something new.
Fred has always enjoyed working in restaurants. He's very good at it. He likes the hospitality industry. And my connection is, I guess, I like to eat. I don't know. But it just seemed natural because that was such a fundamental part of his, of where he came from. You know, our trailer is nicknamed after a housekeeper of theirs who actually took care of him a lot as a child. Her name was Madame Poupon. And she makes, I believe still makes, a gross of crepes every week to give to her friends and family. And so he grew up with that all the time and that all around him. Every time we go back to visit France, we hit the creperies and have something there from the region. So we just were fishing around for an idea. You know, there's all this energy happening in this area now and all this potential about to be unleashed or has been unleashed with the museum. And so it seemed like the natural next step. We decided to go with the food truck because we didn't have the capital for a restaurant. It's such a risky business, and to do a brick-and-mortar place is a huge investment, even a small one. So we decided we would play it a little safer and do something a little different, and so this is what we've come up with for the moment.
Paula explains there are a lot of different crepes, but the kind they make are from Brittany, France, where Frederick is from.
There are different kinds, but the ones we make are very, very thin. We make them on a 16-inch griddle, so they're quite big before we fill them. And the sweet one is really like a very thin pancake batter, so it's got, you know, milk, eggs, butter, flour. And then the buckwheat one is, as I mentioned, ours is just buckwheat with a few other, like, salt, butter, honey, and water. And so very simple recipe that takes on I don't know, it transforms on the griddle. It becomes this very, very thin, almost lacy type of crepe, and precisely because of that, we fill it with other things, one of them being very often an egg, which kind of seals it, and so then it makes it portable, which is the way we sell things. But in France, they might fill it with cream sauces or things like that, and when we put crepes on plates, we do that. But the way we sell them are just in your hand, so we limit our ingredients a little bit. But they're just, it's funny because we make them in advance. We have to make them the day before, or at least the morning before, because they benefit a little bit from a short aging process. They kind of shrink up on themselves a little bit. But then when you put them back on the griddle, they're magical. They're really, really special.
In addition to learning how to make crepes, prior to establishing their new venture, the couple needed to name their business.
My name being Paula, we had friends when we were in France that would call me Paulette. And we were looking for something that wouldn't sound so foreign to people, so we figured the one crepe everybody may know is Crepe Suzette. So A plus B equals C. We came up with that.
Got it. Do you have a crepe palette? Is there something on the menu?
Yeah, there is, actually. Really not traditional. Probably the least traditional of all our crepes. It's got organic baby spinach, feta cheese, and egg. And it's delicious. It's really good. But it's not traditional at all.
The food truck is painted blue, white, and red, and Paula says it's a happy accident that these are the same colors found on the French flag.
I found this on Craigslist in Oklahoma City. And it's she's kind of old and creaky, but the thing that we loved about her is she's pretty solid. And I knew that I wanted something that was open all the way around so people could see it, because crepes are relatively unusual, so it's pretty fun to watch. And, you know, every once in a while we'll get a big crowd of kids, and they'll all be there on the stools looking and watching, and it's really funny. It's cute.
Crepes Paulette has been parked at its current location since May, but Paula explains they moved to the farmer's market on the square during the summer. She says the cart made its Bentonville debut during the first Friday of 2010, and it was quite the experience.
I'm glad I can look back and laugh at it, because it was we had a lot of good friends, and they all came out and brought their friends, and we didn't have, you know, ordering processes down or anything like that, and so Fred was just taking orders, and here I am, really new and slow on the griddles, and they just built up, and I would look back, and I'd have 35 orders there waiting for me. And, I mean, we managed to get through somehow, and everybody was really sweet about it, but I know it was rocky that first time. But then we got better at it, and, certainly I've reached a certain comfort level on the griddles that whatever comes, I just go on. And, you know, we do have surprises now and then, but electricity going out or something like that. But, you know, we just go on. And that was rough. That was a hard one, because I had to keep my wits about me. But there was just people were waiting an hour for their crepe.
Although summer business at the market was booming because of all the foot traffic, Paula explains having a food cart comes with some challenges. For example, it can be difficult drawing people to an outdoor venue in the cold weather. A solution has been a heater and tent covering the white chairs and tables sitting next to the cart. However, Paula says there are also advantages to owning a smaller business.
I think that's precisely why we did such a low-key, small-scale thing, because, you know, we have a loan, and if all goes horribly bad, we'll still be able to keep our house. You know, it's not like there's no risk involved, but we can stay pretty light on our feet. We can make choices quickly. We don't lock ourselves into something. And we can see how it goes and build on something rather than put all our eggs in one basket, and then if something we have no control over even might happen, then you're locked in and you're in trouble. And so many restaurants, I think the failure rate of restaurants is 70% or something like that. So it's higher than most businesses. So, I mean, we may have done it a little backwards, because a lot of places are getting trucks after they already have an established clientele and business. But we sort of went the other way, which is, I think, more traditional for the bigger cities. You know, people start with a truck. But the good thing about a big city is you have that high concentration of people. So we're doing something that's a little different for a small town here. But it, so far, so good. We're figuring it out.
As they figure things out, the couple is already coming up with new ideas. For example, they are considering creating a more permanent shelter one day, or perhaps expanding into the property owner's backyard. Regardless of what occurs in the future, what has happened so far has been a learning experience.
I never knew what it would be to own a business. It's a lot of work. And I think that the secret is you have to be able to do many, many, many different things. You know, I can't just make crepes. You know, I also have to know how to do the taxes, and I have to know the, fix the plumbing or whatever. You have to do it all on the scale that we're doing it. And that's been a real eye-opener, is how much work it is. But there are a lot of rewards. And, you know, if you do have a success, it comes back to you, and it's nice. It's nice to hear people appreciating things, you know. We really love the fact that we have a clientele that keeps up with us and, you know, lets us know what they like. And it's great. It's fulfilling in a way that I had never experienced before, because I haven't ever owned a business before. So it's got a lot of good sides to it, too.
More information is available at crepespaulette.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
Oh, hello.
Merci.
Oh, hello.
That's it. That's good. Oh, thank you.
35.
You gave me 25.
Oh.